May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. You're experiencing something this morning that I don't think you've experienced since I've been at St. Paul's, and that is me standing in the pulpit on Trinity Sunday. Usually, if a rector has anybody, to help out and preach on Trinity Sunday, they'll get them to do it. And I will say, it's a selfish thing. I'm hoping to hear a really good Trinity Sunday sermon so that I can use it from time to time. You're not going to hear one today. Trying to understand the Trinity, to me, is sort of like trying to put your finger on a little glob of mercury on the table. It keeps moving. It keeps splitting. You really can't put your finger on it. And I really feel like, at least for me, the Trinity is one of those things that, as hard as I try, I don't understand. Years ago, I was reading general ordination exams. These are sort of like the bar exam for clergy. When I was coming along, it was a week-long series of tests. You would get a set of questions in the morning. You would disappear until the next morning, turn in the set of papers, and then get your next question to do the cycle all over again. And I, along with a number of other clergy, were readers for these exams. One of the questions I'll never forget had to do with a theological conversation on the Trinity. The person that responded to this exam wrote 37 handwritten pages and said absolutely nothing. The person that was reading with me read the same exam. He agreed with me. The person said absolutely nothing. Well, the way this works is if the two readers find that the person who responded to the question didn't do a good job, that we weren't going to pass them in a certain area, we would have to pass the paper to a chaplain who would then read and see if they agreed or disagreed with us. Well, it just so happened that Verna Dozier was our chaplain. So that evening, I handed Verna the set of papers, and I said, "Would you please read these and let us know what you think? I'll check with you at breakfast." We sit down at breakfast, and I said, "Verna, what did you think?" And she said, "I think I'm going to become a Unitarian." Thus, the way most clergy really understand the theology of the Trinity, it is not understandable. And to me, that's really, personally, one of the clues. That trying to understand God is trying to understand that which is beyond our feeble brains. We know God. We know that we experience God in all sorts of different ways. But trying to describe it in human words, defined on a page, just doesn't work. To understand God is to experience God. To have a relationship with God is to experience that which we feel. And anytime we try to get too detailed, anytime we try to define it too concretely, we miss it. Just like that mercury on the table, it scoots away. Today, we are here to celebrate that which we don't understand. I really do think from the very first stories of Scripture, we know that we are in good company because Adam and Eve wanted to eat of that tree of knowledge, right? They wanted to understand everything. And as soon as they tried that, they realized that they had failed. They wanted to be like God, and they weren't. We have to accept from time to time that there are things that we will never fully understand. But quite often, those things that we don't understand are those things that give us the most hope. Because once we try to define it too carefully, it begins to fall apart. We are here because God, as we know Him in Jesus, has put a mark on our foreheads and called us as His own forever. It is in that relationship with a loving Savior, with a God the Father who gave Him to us, and a Spirit that continues to live with us, in that mystery that is there, we find our hope. That which we can't explain is that we believe in the most deeply. In this morning's gospel, Jesus said to His disciples, "I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them right now." Think about that. Jesus had so much more to share, but not right this minute. That tells me that Jesus knew full well that people were going to change, that the world was going to change, and that the context of the gospel was going to change as we lived it out. And it is through our belief that God, in His wisdom and mercy, is still some way with us, that God's message continues to this day. Thank God for the Trinity. Thank God I don't understand it. Because it is in that not understanding that for me, God is most powerful. Jesus has a lot of things to share with us, and He continues to do so. Let us keep our hearts and minds and souls open within the community of faith so that God continues to speak through His Son and through the Spirit. You may not understand it, but that's okay. Amen.